Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 5, Episode 4. What is this one called? Unmoved.
Oh, well,
good title. I'm DJ Jesse here in the AfterBuzz studio with Stephanie Bauer, rocking
Hello.
A lovely orange, very fall of you.
I'm trying to be fall. Only a few more days till like Christmas season.
Aww.
Yay!
Yeah,
Christmas.
Across from her, we have Sir Mikey Watts.
What's up?
Repping a very poetic justice situation.
Yeah. Don't we look like we?
Yeah, but it kind of matches with
just
the lovely Corinne Williams.
We coordinated.
Holler boo.
And then killing the game, we got her two times in a row.
She is killing the game today.
She's killing it with she has a business swag.
I need y'all to see these shoes.
And y'all need to check out her shoes because she
shoes.
Is killing
I would like throw my leg up, but you don't need to see my leg. I can't go that high.
Uh-oh.
Little freaky.
All right, well, the library is open, and it's time to read these bitches.
Yay! How do you read?
Let's start with the boring one out of all. I mean, just this week, because I know you're going to come for it. Like, she is not boring, Portia. This week she was boring. She
I
was
mean,
like,
she didn't really get any airtime. We don't care about her burning biscuits and crunchy bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I like your hair, though, Portia.
At least she was trying to cook, though. Unlike Kenya.
But her husband said something was pretty cool. He was, and I took something from it. He was like, why did Kenya bother you? Because her attitude is bad, it has nothing to do with you. So she could just kind of learn from that.
I mean,
you
know, he would say that because sweet. He's 40.
Right. What you said? What
you
trying to
learned.
Say?
He's a learned man.
What's the lesson you can learn from this, honey?
Yeah. Then,
well, with lady.
With his lesson, she had a light read.
He puts her bib on as he's saying it. Let me wipe your face.
Yeah, I know. They're a cute couple, right?
I like them.
I like them.
Yeah.
I think they're interesting. Them. What did she say after he gave his knowledge? She said, yeah, you know, maybe she may not like something going on in her life.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see Portia when she gets with, like, Phaedra, Nene, all of, like, the real players in Real Housewives of Atlanta, how she acts. Because so far we've only really seen her with Kenya, who's another newbie, so it's like, eh. She's so young and little and, like, immature. I can't picture her with Phaedra, especially, or Cynthia.
I could see her friending Phaedra, Candy, and that whole situation.
That. But she's 32, so she's really not that
young. She acts like she's 22, which is obnoxious.
Yeah.
Right.
Why does that bother no one?
Yeah. I like her.
She's
I mean,
sweet.
Fine.
Oh, my God, I burnt the buns again.
It's like, again. Wow.
That's
you didn't learn from the first time?
No.
Because she has a cook, normally.
Cooking's
but
hard.
That was the chef's day off. So.
She's never had to do that.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, in my head.
I'm just saying.
Just giving her the benefit of the doubt.
She was pulling out her Easy Bake Oven.
Then she would have set the house on
that
fire.
That was a read.
Now, something a little more elegant, we had the birthday party situation. But before that, Apollo, Aiden, and Phaedra went to go get Aiden's haircut. Get him ready for his second birthday.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, we know Phaedra throws elaborate situations. Events,
honey.
Oh, no, yeah.
No, experiences.
Coordinate experience.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, coordinate an experience. Yeah.
When did Apollo become a barber, though?
Like, I know. Oh,
he's given, like, every trait in the book.
He is Jamaican.
He's an engineer. He's a barber.
Seven jobs.
He's a jack of all trades.
Last week he was a nutritionist.
He might have learned He might have learned it in prison.
Yeah,
he might have learned it in jail.
You do need a tray. Next week he'll be Handy Manny. I'm just saying.
Right.
He'd be making chairs and shit.
Right, you know.
Pottery.
He's her house husband.
Yes, he is. Let's see. So this birthday party, this experience, Aiden apparently loves fish and trains. So, of course, this has to be blown up to the biggest situation we could possibly get going.
Ridiculous.
We're at the Georgia Aquarium, which is an amazing aquarium.
It's a great aquarium.
And I know I've been there once, so I know exactly where the beluga whale thing is, and that's where their party was thrown. And Phaedra felt it necessary to come riding in on Thomas the Tank or whatever he is.
Thomas the Tank.
Thomas the Tank.
The most hilarious thing was nobody cared when they came in. It was like the band, marching band, like nobody cared.
The marching band,
the Bayou Classic band out there introducing, right? I couldn't. And then why my pet peeve was like 20 G's for a 2-year-old's birthday
party.
Can
you just put that in the fun?
That's a Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Just put that in the fun for
college. Can you put that in my bank account?
And then when she made the comment, like, either you can, or you dream, or you're a hater.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I liked it because it was from her.
That's such crap.
But it was a lot.
Oh, how about this one?
How about you can, you dream, or you're just dumb? It's $20,000. We're in a freaking recession. Go invest in something. Build a new company or something. Why are you spending $20,000 on a dolphin?
And your son will never remember.
For a 2-year-old that won't remember. Like, and I'm sorry. It makes me angry.
How about this one?
There's starving people in the world, and you spent $20,000 for Dwight to send their... Did everybody feel good about that the way that I did?
And
what's
everything.
Wrong with him?
Did everyone love the beluga whales the same way?
It was so weird and awkward.
Does Dwight get paid for that?
He gets 20 G's. Get your life.
He don't get the 20 G's, does he?
He was the coordinator.
Come on, he needs fillers in those cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Let's be real. He probably pocketed about 10. You think that party honestly cost
20,000?
I mean,
get
the private show might have cost a nice penny.
Not really.
Yeah, because if you like did it just for your, it's not like they just went to a show that they were having.
Girl, they said it was a private show. We don't.
That's true. We don't know if they were all in the party or not.
Also, do you think Phaedra really spent that much money, or she's just trying to show off? Like, it's easy to say, "Oh, this party's cost me $20,000." Mm-hmm. She could be lying.
She could be.
But
that
that
makes it even worse.
I know.
I didn't think Phaedra had that much money to throw around like that. I mean,
so she could be making it up.
But you know, she is in the funeral business now.
Oh, that's true.
With Willie Watkins.
That was amazing. I'm just saying, honey.
So the only housewife that showed up was Candy.
She put the $100 bill. Is that that's an old tradition?
Yeah, in the South. If you got people that got $100,
but not really $100. Like when it's your birthday, they just pin dollars or twenties.
They made it seem like it was the $100.
Well, ideally it's the C note, but
holler.
Most of us ain't had that.
Right.
So I had dollars on me.
We had dollars.
I still accept them.
I got a dollar for each birthday.
Like a wad of ones.
I'd be like
22,
and she gave me $22.
Can you tape a quarter to somebody?
Let
me put this pin right here. Just tape that
right on your forehead.
Aw, it was cute that Candy did that.
That was very precious.
It was cute.
So nice.
And then, so they call Kim to find out where Kim is. And of course, as we learn, Nene says, Kim got every excuse in the damn book.
Every.
This is the bit. What do you feel like? What?
This episode should have just been like 101 excuses of Kim Zolciak.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she should just get a spinoff just on this move. Like, I mean, we did it for the wedding. Be like, what was it? Don't be tardy for the
move. Yeah, don't be tardy for your eviction. 48 hours later. Like 48 hours.
I just don't believe Kim anymore. She's like, one moment it's her dream house, the next moment it's haunted.
Haunted, yeah.
And I can't wait to get out of here. And
she's like, I'm sure you heard about it in the press. Like,
yeah. Well, probably because, like she said, Kendra was tweeting her finances out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all heard what Nene said.
Oh, yeah, that was hard.
Because of your credit, you couldn't get that house walking around with egg on your face. Oh, really, girl? Tell us how you really feel. Okay.
Just actually order an extra mimosa after that one. as far as the birthday party goes, I mean, I feel like Phage is going to be broke by the time this kid's 8 years old with these types of parties.
Oh, don't have another baby either. Then what?
They're not going to have another baby. They're going to spoil that one. But you know what? So bad, they're not
going to. Okay, I don't know if she's I'm the old. Only. Well, you have a sibling. Mm-hmm. But you guys are twins, so I guess it didn't really.
Well, no, we have a twin. I have a twin and an older sister. Twin? So
okay, so did your. For me, like, apparently my first birthday was like. I mean, it wasn't that, but
yeah,
from my neighborhood, like we had like a little merry-go-round thing, and like it was like supposedly
it's the first one. Like, okay.
Oh, my brother didn't get that.
Unless you're the second child.
So yeah. My parents were like, "Oh, we already."
I'm the third. I just remember nothing.
Yeah, I'm the second. I think I had one birthday.
Blow out your Ralph's cake, girl.
I think they probably forgot. Like, oh yeah,
yeah,
she's they did. But that's the point. You don't even remember it. This kid is not going to remember it, except that it's documented on national TV. But he's not going to remember it. But I did think it was a cute idea when her and Dwight first walked into that room. I just thought it was like a country club. I was like, this poor kid, this is his 2-year-old's party. But then when I realized it was at the aquarium, that's cute.
I think this was better than her, the one at the water park, because what's a 1-year-old doing?
How many cakes?
12.
Okay.
12 cakes.
One for every month of the year.
For $20,000, can Dwight buy a better suit? I'm so tired of those old suits.
He makes his own suits.
Oh, man.
He does. No, she by Sheree makes his suits.
Ouch. Magic.
I don't know. For $20,000, can Dwight get a better conk in his hair?
Oh, man.
For $20,000, can we just pay this man to not come back on the show?
Yeah. Right.
Pay him to go away. He used to be so good. I liked him in, like, the first season.
But you liked him with Nene.
And now it's like, are you back from the dead, like, talking all slow and weird, and it just doesn't make sense.
He does look like a tail from the... When they were watching that dolphin show, I thought he was going to cry a couple times. Like,
he was standing there like... What is he doing? It doesn't make sense. Make any sense.
I wish he and Nene would get back together, though.
Girl, he looked like you ever seen The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow.
He looked like the Wiz.
That was a read.
You came with
a low key. Ease on down, ease on down the road. Oh no,
Dwight needs to ease on down that road.
Oh,
all right. So again, next week we want to give shout outs to you guys. So what we need you guys to do is we love the comments on YouTube, but please, you guys got us on the top 10. We aren't number one yet.
What are we, number 4?
I think we're 4th or number 3. So all we need you guys to do is subscribe, rate, download, comment, and leave your Twitter name.
We're climbing.
This is Courtney's little dance over here.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I was trying to say climb, and we're doing the robot. Anyway.
And so we're going to give a couple shout-outs. TV Genius said, what do we think about Candy? A lot of her this season is just her moving, but he loves her little interviews, like jabs at Kim.
Yeah, she's funny. I like Candy.
I just want her to jab at Kim in her face. Like when Kim was up in her house, I wish she had been like, well, guess what? I paid for my house in cash and you just got kicked out. How about that?
She got racks on racks.
She was so
racks.
Rude in her house. Mm-hmm. So that's my only complaint.
Well, she's always rude like that too.
Yeah, but it was just like, Candy. Come on. She's got a happy, nice, she put aside the whole you never paid me trick for the work that I did for you and I'm still trying to be your friend. And then you're going to roll up in her house that she's so proud of and shit on it.
Oh, well, Candy. Candy wrote her. She said, what did she say? She said, you know, she's talking all this junk, talking about locking my door. She said, but at least everyone in my neighborhood
owns their homes.
Yes.
what I just wish she had said that to her face.
But that's the thing. She's so passive aggressive. Stepped on her like, toe. She's never direct, in my opinion. And then she says things like in her little confessionals, on the blogs. And then when people call her out on the reunion, she twists her words. Mm. Mm. It's whack.com.
I still like Candy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She cool. All right, so Kim, let's go back to Kim moving. She's pissed at her movers and then had to hire a moving coordinator. You should have did that before they were packing the boxes. So
which one was the moving coordinator?
The guy with the red shirt that came at the end. He was like, all right, let's get this moving.
And
he came in at the end, but he should have been there being like, okay, Christmas trees do not go with margarita blenders. But that's what happens when, you know...
But don't they just pack rooms? Like, when you hire a moving company, unless you specify the room, otherwise, right? They say basement.
Mix, yeah, basement.
Right. So if
room
so
number one,
if your
kitchen.
Christmas crap is there next to the blender in the basement,
that's
I mean...
That's not their fault?
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Talking about go off on him. Sweetie's like, no, Kim, you can't do that.
And you know she didn't get those expensive movers that they were talking about.
Oh, Lord. No, because
she can't afford it.
Those are the ones that stand out next side of Home Depot.
I mean, I didn't even recognize the truck. Right. You didn't recognize any truck names either.
At all.
On those trucks.
What did you guys think? We saw the kids again. The girls were back.
The older one's looking better. She's like growing up.
I didn't think that. That's what you got from
the older one in the last scene when she's going out to meet her boyfriend or whatever and she's in the little dress.
She looks
she's
cuter
like,
there,
yeah, she's getting cuter. The other one.
I thought the younger one is actually growing out of her
when she was in the meditating box.
She was kind of like, oh, she's kind of cute now because she was having that like
awkward
Little Miss Sunshine era of life like last season. And I mean that she's cute and little and round and it was cute, but like now she's sort of loafing. I like them both.
But
I don't like talking about the kids. I'm sorry.
The awkward of like Kim and Croy like making out, talking about having sex in front of them, like that was awkward.
Gross.
I feel like Kim's baby can't hold up her heavy head. I just feel like it's about to tip over or something. I kind of want to just want to grab it.
He
the
looks
head
a lot like Croy.
Yeah,
he does. He's a beast.
He looks like Santa Claus. He has those rosy cheeks and the nose. I was like,
I feel
Santa.
Like he's those babies that look like an old man before they're like an old man.
Mm-hmm. Benjamin
like a
Button,
cute little old man.
He's a cute baby though.
They moved back into their townhouse, right?
What was the music?
That was God.
Oh, okay.
Because God has better things coming for Kim.
I thought he was striking us down for laughing at that kid.
No, wait. Can we please talk about how Kim thinks that this house is haunted?
She does not think the house is haunted.
It's negative and all negative things. But it was a dream house and all the memories that they had, but it was so negative because everything negative is happening.
So negative
because
you broke and can't afford it.
Exactly.
It's like that black hole just sucked all that money up out you.
Yeah.
No, it was all that Versace dinnerware you had in the living room.
I want to know what they saw when they broke in her house, too. It said somebody broke in her house.
It was probably kids. Like,
a dirty old synthetic wig, honey. I'm tired of Kim. I mean, just go.
Girl, it was charade.
Nene called you out. You have bad credit. You probably shouldn't have been in the house to begin with. You couldn't afford the payments. So that's why Kendra started tweeting about you because you started talking junk in the A. So she was like, actually, this is why Kim's getting evicted because she can't pay her rent.
Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be about Kim anymore. It's her husband. Isn't he, like, loaded?
Hello.
I wouldn't say
maybe
loaded.
They... He's football, and their contracts are not promised. And it was only, like, what was it, $5 million over 3 years
three
or something?
Years.
So
okay. It
wasn't huge to begin with.
Yeah.
And if you're taking on that sort of a mortgage, I'm assuming the house is, of what, $3 million at this point? Or she said it was only appraising for $2.1 or something crazy.
Poor Croy.
And for all you know, they might have kept their finances separate. So maybe she wanted to buy the house because he was like, I'm not on that, and it didn't work out.
Well, I hope she took that car back that she bought him last season.
We didn't see it.
Right.
We still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it.
That ain't been parked up front.
All I've seen is the same white Range Rover she's been driving and then the big Escalade or whatever that is that he had around a lot. So
I mean, even the wealthy miss out on
they rented that for one day.
No, yeah. No.
Like, look what I got you. Return that right back tonight.
Yeah.
So they go back to the townhouse.
Croy must feel like emasculated, right? Going back to the townhouse where she used to live.
I feel like Croy was like, we should have did this from the beginning.
Like, why do we even have
exactly.
to move?
Exactly. Yeah. They should have done that from the beginning, but they didn't. Now they're going back to it. He's kind of got to feel a little like, oh, this is the house you used to live in when you were a
bumping on Big Papa. Exactly. And aren't we concerned that Big Papa paid for that house?
He did.
Thank you.
D-I-D. I think Croy is probably more like, I told you so.
I think he's relieved. Like, my pockets were
so hurting. You guys really think that? I don't think he really thinks anything about it.
He just thinks it's a home and he don't care.
Yeah, his head is in a bubble. Like, doo-doo-doo.
Really? You don't think he's...
No, it's not in a bubble. It's stuck up something else, which is why apparently he thinks all that's going on with him is okay.
I don't know, what are Kim's tricks?
I don't know, but she got some backflips or something.
She got that magic puna.
Seriously, I think he's got, like, mommy issues. Like, when I see when I see him, her like lean over and kiss him, and he like loves
like
it,
he only likes pregnant women,
something like that, like an old flirty. Like mom.
Lactate in my mouth.
Ew, Jesse.
What?
That was awful.
There's fetishes for that.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
But seriously, lactate, he could be right. Like, I just think Croy is like so like nice looking and nice and normal. Like, what does he see in Kim? It almost just feels like a mothering thing.
Yeah.
I've always said that from the beginning. When they first started dating, I thought I was...
He sure does keep her pregnant every year. Oh, no, he must like that.
It's just weird. To do. I mean, he don't want to use stuff and... All she got to do is say I'm using stuff and not use stuff. So whatever. He wants babies. He's from like Montana. He's thinking like we're gonna have a family and we're gonna be great and life is gonna be good. And he doesn't need all that other stuff. But some men like high maintenance women.
Candy said something. Candy's like, you're a Falcon's wife. You don't let someone go on Twitter and say this about you. What are you supposed to do about someone else going on Twitter and writing stuff about you? I don't understand what Candy meant by that.
Was it Candy or Nene?
No, that was Candy.
Candy said that, but what is she saying that Kim should do? I was confused by that.
Didn't Kim give the girl, Kenya, whatever her name is, more crap over
on Twitter
because of it? Instead of just being like, dropping it and getting out of the house and leaving it alone, she gave her more crap. So it just gave it more fire to go after her anyway.
And that's what Candy's saying. Candy's right.
And keeping it within your friends versus
Okay.
Yeah.
Spreading the word.
Because more than likely, I mean, who is this Kenya woman anyway? Is she really going to be talking smack about your money and all that if you were doing what you were supposed to be doing or not giving her a hard time about once they decided to let you leave kind of situation? Mm-hmm. So,
and they seem like friends. They seem nice and normal.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah. They were, yeah.
So Kim clearly didn't pay her.
Kendra wanted her coins at the end of the day. And then remember on Don't Be Tardy for the Wedding or whatever, Kendra sent her husband over there because they were trying to serve her with the papers. And so Kim rented all this unnecessary security.
So they couldn't come
and serve her. So they couldn't even come on their own property to serve her.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't see all
it
that.
It was redonkulous.
Yeah. Wow. Like, but she tried to make it seem like they were just there to like interrupt the wedding and whatever. But technically as a landlord, if you're having that size of a party, you're allowed to be on the property and find out like what's going on.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be there? But she tried to make it seem like they were just coming to like cause problems for the wedding and all this, and he was just trying to give her.
Okay,
so they wasn't invited to the wedding?
No, because they already
they were fighting.
You're not paying your bills.
Wait, Kim got married on that property, and she's sitting here talking all this trash.
The haunted house.
That's why she planted $40,000.
She's like, nothing but shit has happened to this house. This is the worst house ever. And that's where she got married.
Married.
Which is why she's going to be divorced
insane.
In like a year.
Exactly.
I rebuke you.
It ain't going to last. It ain't going to last.
That's a mess. That's why it's haunted
now. I hope it lasts.
Because she couldn't pay her bills. So Nene just called her out. Thanks for the call out, Nene. We appreciate that.
My favorite part was when they were at the townhouse, and Kim was like, where am I going to lay out? And Sweetie was like, you can lay out on the driveway. She's like, oh, you're right. There's no privateness around here.
Private.
And then she was eating the glazed donut, and Kim said, did you just eat the glazed donut? That was Croy's. She's like, actually, Sweetie, you did really well today. You can have
a glazed donut.
He said, oh, maybe two?
she was like, oh, I actually ate two. I'm like, Sweetie, I need you as a sister to not let your master punk you on TV like that. Like,
she just wants TV time really bad.
It just
bad.
Helps
really
to confirm.
Bad.
She got a new weave and she wants her TV time. It could be her big break.
TV time, aka slave time. Like, what, girl, your party's over. I can't.
She's playing
Kristen Stewart gives
she's
me better.
Playing a slave.
I can't. I don't support this ministry. And then back to the tanning thing. Like, really, Kim? Like, this is your main problem? Like, this is your only concern?
Yeah, where am I going
to
lay out?
Where am I going to tan? Like,
is it safe for pregnant women to tan?
How about you unpack?
How about you unpack? Get it together. I can't.
She's like, what else do we have to do? Sweetie's like a whole shitload of stuff. What do you think?
But is it safe for a pregnant woman to tan? Why is she even worried about that?
Yeah, you can say it. You can lay out in the sun, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
You shouldn't go on a tanning bed, I don't think, but you can lay out in the sun.
She might, though. You know, she's cray-cray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she would.
Her skin is looking a little worn now.
It does look worn. I noticed that, too, like on this episode.
A little rough.
Girlfriend. Like jerky.
You might want to leave the tanning alone.
Really?
Consider moisturizer.
Or spray.
That sounds gross.
All right. Speaking of
somebody call Kenya.
I gotta give a shout out to one of our fans last week on YouTube. They left us a comment about how we were going in on Kenya and her situation, skin, facial skin,
her leather situation.
They actually said.
I said adult acne happens.
They said they called her tapioca pudding.
It was so mean. Wow. And then this week, Wendy Williams was talking about it too.
Yes.
And poor Kenya, she said acne happens to adults too.
Kenya said that?
Yes.
Yeah. I watched What Happens Live.
Her feelings were hurt.
She was like, that is sad.
Really
that
unnecessary.
Because when you have skin problems, especially.
That's sad.
But you can't be walking around acting like.
Well, see, that's the problem.
I'm a shit on you. Because then it's going to come back.
Makes it. But still.
That's why people don't feel bad for her.
Yeah. But I get it.
I don't think that's how she really is, though.
Yeah.
Like, authentically, I think that's what she's paid to be. It is.
She's trying to get paid more money.
Right. See, what the trick is that they act like this on the show, and then when you see them in interviews, you're like, bitch, she's a bitch, she's a bitch. But then when you talk to them in interviews, they seem down to earth. Normally, you're like, oh.
Because their PR person's trained them to act like it. But she.
And Miss Kenya's been in the business.
And she got mad when she got referred to by Miss. So, come on.
Yeah.
I still like her.
But, all right, let's
see. I like her too. I think she's.
I like her family. Her. We got. Walter got to meet the fam.
Side note, didn't you guys think Walter looked a little bit cuter in this episode?
No, dude, he is not.
Was he nervous? Why was his face so beet red?
His flat top was a little bit lower.
It was lower, and I'm like, he's getting closer and closer to like a Caesar cut, right?
Girl,
so, I thought he looked nice at the dinner.
I thought he did.
I thought they looked like they matched.
How did he look nice? He had a raggedy worker.
He's a working man. He runs a towing company. Yeah. He's not going to be in a Gucci suit or whatever.
I'm not saying you need a Gucci suit, but he came in his uniform, his tow truck.
Girl, didn't you ever watch Soul Food?
He might have just got off work, and he was just trying to get there, and he didn't have an assistant like Sweetie to have his suit ready, so he just wanted to be on time.
Girl,
he didn't
want to be late. But girl,
you better make an excuse for that old man.
He's not old.
He looks old.
He doesn't look that much older than
I'm with Courtney on this one.
They're in their 40s. They look old and happy together.
I feel like he's a real guy. Then when you sit there and watch him on camera, he can tell he's like not really comfortable with it. So that's kind of why he acts awkward.
Well, is it because he's not comfortable on camera? He ain't comfortable with that crazy.
Well, I think both. Let's talk about the family dinner. But before we get into the other situation with her, the family dinner, we had Aunt Lori, her uncle, cousin, and then they were eating at her cousin's restaurant where she's the chef, and she just came out. That's intimidating.
Oh my god.
No
wonder she hasn't brought him around if my family acted like that. Like, that's not how you act when you first meet someone. You might make a little jab like your dad, say, what's your plans with my daughter?
Yeah.
But they were like third degree, so awkward.
I honestly thought the aunt wanted to jump homeboy's bones.
Right?
Like, she was into him.
I like you.
Oh my god!
I just feel like you don't act like that when you're over a certain age. Like when you're 16, when you're 20, when you're maybe 30, but 40, like.
But you don't act like what?
Auntie Lori's not grilling a 40-year-old Corinne at the table with my boo. Like, hey, this is my boo. Like,
you're not
grilling him. What are your intentions? I'm no spring chicken. I have one ovary left, honey. I'm trying to get the party scrambled. Scrambling this bitch. Like, come on. Like, I'm ready. Hello.
All right.
Right, but then you are with the wrong person because, like he said, I was in a relationship and I loved her, but I wasn't in love with her. Why are you laughing like that?
All of that.
Why I'm laughing like that is because
I think that's real talk.
No.
Look, I'm going to tell you why. I just, the other day, we went out and a waiter just came to us to our table, and he just broke down out of nowhere. Like, and he was like 50 something, looked very handsome, young, and just out of nowhere starts breaking down, talking about he was with this woman, the love of his life, but now he, the same exact story that Walter told.
Your waiter?
Yeah. And so this is very reminiscent. It was kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy. Those are the kinds of people that show back up to places with guns and do strange things.
Oh, no.
That's too much emotional energy coming out to strangers.
Look, we were also there like are, three bottles of mimosa
some
in.
Some emotional walls. He wasn't on the mimosas. No, he wasn't. Emotional walls, people.
But I'm just saying, that's the extreme part of it. But I can understand if you're sitting down trying to get to know people. Who knows what Kenya said to her aunt? And he's probably sitting here like, this bitch is gonna think like I'm ready to propose marriage. Like, let me explain to you guys. Like, I want to take it slow. I want to make sure this is the right one. Like, your niece
but
is crazy.
But how slow does it need to go? Haven't they been together for a year?
Off and on. Off and on is never long a good.
But at 40 years old, like exactly. Off and on, what does that really mean?
It means like that y'all like shouldn't
20
be together.
Trying to discover yourself. Like, you 40 and you ain't figured it out in like a few months. I'm thinking maybe we ain't gonna figure
your
it out.
Your party's over.
Yeah.
Bye.
I get it when you're young, but like at that point, I don't know.
I love how Kenya's like, he and I both know this relationship is headed towards marriage. Really? Because I don't think he knows that.
He looks real confused every time she brings it up. He just looks away.
Every time she is talking, especially when they were having dinner with the leftovers, every time she's talking to him, mm-hmm. he has this look on his face that's like, who are you? / you're like, creep me out. What are you saying? When the camera pans to him, this is him.
Yeah. And literally, and he goes, mm-hmm.
He says,
after everything she says,
he goes, go ahead and have a sip of that wine again. And she's like, okay.
But the aunt, when they were talking about him being married the first time, the aunt's like, well, what do you think we'd be looking for in a second marriage? And he says, in all seriousness, like, yes. It's this revelation from God. To be honest, I think I would really need to be in love. No
that's
shit.
A big deal. You didn't figure that out.
And Mel, like, applauded him, like, yeah.
But I like this guy.
Right, but you couldn't be here and sit here. You've been talking to her for how long? And you can't be like, my feelings for her are going towards that way.
No,
this is exactly
not.
I feel like they were just banging each other for 2 years.
I was just
going
to say that because when she said he was looking around and looking like, he to me always looks like he's just thinking, I just really want to play with your titties.
Especially, like, he brought really that bottle of Moscato over.
Like, that's, I seriously think, because it's when they had lunch or dinner or whatever outside on the patio, yeah. Her boobs was just out, and I think he was just like, yeah, uh-huh, ooh, can we just...
Well, that's and no guy really wants to hear, I want to be 9 months pregnant right now. Like, uh-oh. I mean, really?
At your romantic dinner, like, on the side of the pool.
Unless
like,
you're crying.
Yes.
Then you don't hear that.
He's like, can you just be naked and we not talk? Like, that would be easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I said it from the beginning. I'm going to say it again. L.A. casting. That's where we go. Holler. And they said, please have a flat top, be an awkward-looking black man, and girl, bye. Get your
I
bye.
Don't think that. I honestly
LA
think
casting.
They were banging for a while, and now she's just kind of getting crazy, yeah. Like she's starting to, her hormones are starting to get wild right now. Like
starting.
Can you say?
Well, they probably been. They actually might be fried.
Right. She got one ovary, I'm telling you.
But wait, what did she say? I'm not ovulating tonight anyway.
Yeah.
Who says that?
Kenya said, Walter could be the one, so I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that ring. So he could be the one, but you're going to do whatever it takes to get the ring.
You're not sure.
She don't know.
She doesn't know what she...
LA
she just wants a baby, and she thinks she has to get married to have the baby first.
Girl, I don't think she thinks anything at this point. She just going wherever her vagina takes her at this
point. Well, she did say, closed mouths don't get fed.
Oop! And neither do closed legs.
Exactly.
Oh. Like him, Stella. Ow.
All right. Let's talk about the main situation we had here. Miss Phaedra and Miss Cynthia in this whole butt dialing experience.
It's Phaedra Parks.
Phaedra's butt is the main situation.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to use that from now on.
Like, just in the middle of a conversation, you're over it.
I guess like, they girl. Wanted some chocolate. Hey, girl.
Wow. And she just kept laughing. That was hilarious.
Real Really, girl? I like the read that Cynthia and NeNe were having about
that was amazing.
That cackle had me out of my seat, honey. Because NeNe was just over there as Cynthia was reading her, and NeNe was just doing Phaedra things.
My prayer call.
Yeah. It was so funny. I love for it. I love it.
NeNe like drops it. She's like, "Oh, and I had your back when someone." And Cynthia's like, "What?" Bravo had them go to lunch to talk about it. Yeah, NeNe just like drops it. And he's like, "Oh, I didn't tell you. Let me get my phone out."
You said it's scripted.
Well, that part.
All right. A lot of our fans are tweeting that they think that that whole thing and even the message was edited and scripted.
Here's why I don't really think so, because, or I don't think that that was a fake phone call, because Phaedra, that didn't even sound like Phaedra. She does not talk like that when she's on camera. She's very like, you know. So I do feel like she did not know she was being recorded on an answering machine, and she said the F-bomb, which is so unlike her. I feel like if it was a fake thing that Bravo had done, Phaedra would have been much more like, I don't know, character. Like her character, exactly. So that's why I kind of think that it really was real, that she really was just saying it and it got taped.
Well, can you send voicemails to people? Like if it was on a voicemail on my phone, I can send you the voicemail. Because how was it on NeNe's phone?
I don't know.
She said that Phaedra butt dialed a friend of hers.
Her friend.
And left the voicemail.
But I mean, to your point, Stephanie, I'm not saying that that part was fake. I'm saying like how NeNe like brought it up.
Bravo needs it to be brought up in a way to show viewers how it happened. They always do it at lunch. They have them go to lunch always.
I mean, I thought it was real because there was a $1 million look on Phaedra's face when she says, "Well, I have it recorded."
$1 million.
Oh, really?
Come on. My favorite part is when you know someone's lying.
And she started laughing.
No, they just keep.
Exactly.
So you didn't say
the F word?
F U. And she was proud to be spelling that word out on Bravo TV.
F-U-C-K.
Phaedra was like, I sure didn't.
I sure didn't. I don't participate in tomfoolery.
Tomfool.
That's what she said.
You are a tomfool. So stop playing.
That's what you look like when you got a recording.
Just say, I'm caught, or something. Come on, Phaedra.
Phaedra's so fake, after that. I feel she's so fake.
She is, but I still like her.
I still love her. She's hilarious, she's funny, and she's entertaining, but I can't believe Cynthia didn't play it for her.
Exactly.
She was just over it. She's like, I guess. Really, bitch.
But that's why Cynthia lets us down. No. Because it was so climactic, please play it, and then Cynthia's like, I'm over it.
She should have just played it in the middle of those cackles.
While she was laughing.
In the middle of her scratching her boob, she should have played it. Like, let me just put up this to your breast so you
can
hear
it. But she still would have denied it, like when they were like, your baby is coming in 5 months. Oh, yeah, it's just going to come on out. Wait, you got a full-term baby. That's not 5 months. Oh, no, yeah, we were just, the doctor just took it out early. Bitch, come on.
I forgot about that.
That's just how she is. Right, like, she would have, one of those people that you can be dead in her face with the picture right there. Like, Schmidt, this is the video you doing
that's
it. And she would be like, she won't ever. Those are the kind of people that just you won't snap them off the side of the road and keep moving because it's a waste of time. Like, give me my confrontation, and she won't do it.
No. Make her voice
I can't stand that.
That don't sound like me.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I can't stand it. See, Cynthia's better than me because she just was like, oh, whatever. I would have had to smack her.
I know.
Because I can't.
Well, all the girls are going to be tossed up in the air. And I thought it was interesting the way Miss Cynthia came in talking about Brett, brought her present, did everything the proper way.
She's so happy.
See, I always come to everything.
You know, she did that, though, with the setup of I am goddess.
But that's class.
She is goddess. I love her.
She
was.
She's gorgeous. Miss Cynthia was giving face today.
She was beat down for the gods.
She is gorgeous.
Face, honey, face.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
But Phaedra's kind of right, though. I mean, when Cynthia shows up to a party, not to me because I like Cynthia, but kind of who cares?
No.
Right? I mean, when Phaedra said that.
But that's why it's cool. Just admit to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need her there. She doesn't have a small child that you have to, that you want to be there for your kid or anything like that. Just say, girl, I was shit talking. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, cool. That's what she could have done. It's like made it about the kid. Yeah. Well, you don't have a kid, so that's all I was saying. Yeah.
Exactly. Something. She's like, and I didn't have my prayer cloth at that moment. That's why the devil just jumped inside me and threw those
and
words out.
And it said that F word, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry. She was like, so much.
See,
that's what
back.
She has to do with Kim all the time. And Cynthia is not as fun because Cynthia doesn't know how to
can't give it back.
She can just smile and be like, but she doesn't do it back. She and Kim were great. Oh. Kim and Edie.
All right, so I think we have a little news and gossip situation.
Yeah, I got some news.
I got some news too.
Hook it up.
I think everybody might know this news,
the Twitter
though.
Fight.
No. It's about Kim leaving the show and
deuces.
It was on Us Weekly today, and Kim has a blowout with production, so it wasn't really the cast member she was mad at. And I think we kind of see it in the next episode. She like hits the camera or something, but apparently she's mad at Bravo. Mm-hmm. She was pissed at production, so she quit and had words with them. So that's why she's mad at the show. She's not mad at the girls and not over it. Like, something happened with the producers that she's pissed about. But like you said, she's gonna have a new show coming out.
But was she fired?
She quit.
What was the Twitter here's
the thing.
Beef back and forth between her and NeNe?
Because she's saying, I quit. And NeNe's like, no, but you were fired.
She was fired because they said girls, the brown girls, got tired of her because she would never show up to film.
She would participate.
And everything. And so they were like, yo, why is she still getting cut a check when we have to be here? You demanded of us. We're tired of her diva antics and like her getting away with everything. So they were like, you know what? You guys are right.
Mm-hmm.
Your party's over.
It's when Cynthia invites them all to watch her wedding vow renewal.
Why is that going down?
Where's that, in the back of the townhouse?
Yeah, and Kim says she couldn't travel because she's pregnant.
To do it again. But that seems legitimate, though, because she's arguing, because I read something about her saying, like, oh, I was 8 months pregnant and this was going on. Like, it makes perfect sense. You're not going to travel to the Caribbean at 8 months pregnant. Like, that story doesn't hold for being a reason why, like, production would be mad and fire her. Because, like, most 8 month pregnant women can't travel. Like,
NeNe also did say in her tweets, she was like, nobody in production liked you. You were a bitch to work with. And the only reason you have your own show, because then Kim threw back at her, well, then why am I getting my own show? She said, bitch, that was already in your contract. They have to grant you
that's
that.
That's true.
Oh.
So they, yeah, okay, yeah. They upheld their end of the bargain.
All I'm saying is go on TamaraTattles.com and she has all the tea about Kim getting kicked off the show, the situation with that she's trying to tell the world, and then her and her pregnancy affecting, I'm using air quotes for those who can't see, her not being able to go on the trip. Because they're like, actually, you were so-and-so weeks pregnant, and then you were trying to say that you were. It's just a mess.
She's pulling a Phaedra.
But they're making it look like she did go, and she got in a fight with them at brunch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, girl.
That's what I think we see next week.
I don't think they're on the trip at that point.
Not yet.
They're discussing it.
Because I'm pretty sure she never actually went on the trip, because she was her Twitter was saying, I don't understand, I'm 8 months pregnant, an 8 month pregnant woman, my doctor said I can't travel, like, why are they making such a big deal?
She's right, but when you've heard so many excuses out of Kim, it's kind of like, you don't really
know. And now you're saying that, who knows, she was probably only, 6.5 months at that point, so she could probably
maybe
travel.
She's staying pregnant.
She's not going to do nothing.
And we've been hearing since the beginning, before the season started, that Kim was only going to be in up until the fifth episode, so, and now we're coming to that, so it looks like...
I'm not sad about it, though.
I got some other news. I read on Bossip.com today.
NeNe's
Bentley was repossessed over the weekend last Friday.
I'm very rich. I'm very rich.
New money, y'all.
Where in Atlanta?
I'm not sure if I believe in Atlanta. I'm not sure if I believe it, but that's what they said.
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm sorry if that happened to you, but maybe you should consider just driving a Lexus for like
just get a Honda. Like, I'm rolling mine until the wheels fall off.
You know, you just got your money, let it sit for a minute and accumulate some compound interest, and go get the Bentley.
Don't go get it. We are recessed in this recession. Holler.
Use your brain.
That is pretty embarrassing.
New normal won't last forever, NeNe.
Yeah.
It is not going to last forever.
Yeah, they are fickle. And I like the show a lot. But
I'm in and out about it.
I don't
it.
Like her me acting too. Now. She, was she acting. The Thanksgiving
she's
one? Acting.
She's playing herself.
She's Lanithia Moni Johnson Leakes.
Hi. Hi.
All right. On that note, let's head into predictions.
Because we kind of already did. Now.
What's happening?
That
Michigan kicked off.
No, Kenya. All right,
so forget that. The Kenya and Apollo situation is igniting next
action.
Week.
Yes.
Those two, I could see because they're like nice looking, both of them.
And they were both. And he looked at her when she said, "You like a model? You like Tyson Beckford?" He was like, "Yeah."
Right, but my thing is, this She's is why I'm saying she only on think it. She only thinking with her punani all because. She says, "I want a man that can give me a nice ring that has money and all." Are you sure I can?
Well, sometimes, but you see a fine man. I mean, she's right. Looking she at like,
he could just get me pregnant. We can say it's Walter.
Well, and she's real hung up on pretty kids. Pretty right. kids.
And Walter, I do not think he's.
He's going to have adorable children.
I think Walter would have cute kids.
They
actually.
Would have cute little kids.
They would come out.
They might
with
have some eyes. Awkward skin. But.
No, they'd have cute kids that don't grow into attractive older people. Like, I think Walter would have really cute kids, like cute, babies. Cute babies. Like,
I think Walter. I do not think Walter.
I don't think you have cute babies.
Me and Walter gonna be friends. I'm gonna find that. Walter somewhere. I like Walter.
So yeah, that's gonna ignite next week. Can't so I'm excited wait. To see how Phage is gonna react to this.
Because I want to know if they actually have an affair.
No.
Because you know when
no,
she
the
when
rumor
he
is
asked
on the
her,
trip.
That's what the on that trip. Because she because what's his name? Peter goes. Did you hit that? Come on, man. So something went down. That was in the preview.
And Peter said that.
Yes.
And you know, totally would.
The rumors this summer were that Phaedra and Apollo had split up.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Bound chicken wow,
so they might have had a little tiff. Maybe he didn't completely hit it, but he might have smacked it a little bit.
Grind it.
If this happened,
they were dry humping.
This is like real hot spot first.
Dry humping.
That would be amazing.
I love
like, what are y'all doing? No,
nothing.
Oh, and I would love if Phaedra walked in.
Yes.
So then we get all the girls.
A clean man on a dirty woman.
Oh, love it. Then we're going to get all the girls sitting down, which I'm really excited for this because what event is bringing all the girls together for a seems like an intimate
Kim's
lunch.
Kim's wigs.
Wigs.
I don't know, because she's there.
It's right, it would have to be an event
there,
for Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about them discussing the trip.
I thought
that's
it was,
the, it
yeah, I yeah. thought that's
so the they're the invitation of the trip, I
yes.
guess, maybe.
Now, it
to
kind
a place
of,
I can't pronounce, Anguilla.
Anguilla.
Is Portia there?
Yeah.
Was she at the table?
I didn't see her.
We didn't see a snapshot of her.
Because I think they only showed that one heavy side of the
maybe
table.
She isn't
the,
there.
Maybe she isn't there. Maybe,
no, because
how
why
is she not involved?
In the show? Because she came in after Kim got kicked off.
Oh, so they're just like editing
yeah,
back to make
editing.
It look like she's sort
yes,
of been in along
exactly.
the way.
Are you serious?
I didn't know that. Oh.
I get it.
Yeah, get on the blog.
That would make sense yes. because it's like, why do we need another one?
I hate that.
Right, especially her.
That's lame for real because she ain't got nothing going on up here.
Now, it kind of looks like NeNe gets obviously mad at Kim, but also a little
like
upset with Cynthia.
Yeah, because
she like slaps her.
Because she was talking.
Because they were cutting her off when she was trying to yell at Kim and tell her that she is rich. Very rich.
And don't worry about that car and that with that story that was in the papers the other day. But I'm excited.
Close your legs to married men.
This episode was kind of a little fluffer, but
it was
that was pretty boring.
Yeah, but we're so glad to have our Miss Stewart in studio.
Yes.
Are you gonna be here next week?
I actually might because I have a shoot in Northridge.
Hey.
But I can't. I'm not sure.
All right. So until next week, guys, make sure you guys follow us on AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Hit us up on iTunes. Leave us your Twitter name, a comment, your subscribe cousin. Rate, download. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse J.
And Steph Bauer TV.
Mikey 3000 Watts.
Just say it. Oh wait.
And wait, we can correct this girl. Don't want to tell us about her blog. She got a blog.
She
Why don't you let
blog.
Us know about
Go
your blog? Girl.
Yes, I'm blogging. Just saying.
Oh
wait. .com.
Oh
and
yeah. Stuart Starlet. I do not have a blog.
Until next week. Same time. Same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later! views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.